Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 9th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Tozorakimab to prevent COPD exacerbations. Tozorakimab is a monoclonal antibody that inhibits interleukin-3 activity, a key mechanism implicated in the pathogenesis of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. This therapeutic approach targets the dysregulated signaling in patients who continue to experience exacerbations despite standard of care inhaled maintenance therapy. The Oberon and Titania Phase 3 trials investigated tozorakimab for preventing exacerbations in adults with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease who were current or former smokers and had a history of exacerbations. The clinical focus is on providing a new preventative option for this high-risk patient population. Article number 2. Impaired glycolysis leads to defective efferocytosis and impaired plaque resolution in TET2 clonal hematopoiesis. The study found that TET2, tetmethylcytosine dioxygenase 2, clonal hematopoiesis impairs glycolysis in macrophages. This impaired glycolysis leads to defective efferocytosis, consequently resulting in impaired plaque resolution within atherosclerotic plaques. The data showed that TET2 clonal hematopoiesis promotes atherosclerosis progression. These mechanisms were observed to impair plaque remodeling and regression, even under conditions of low-density lipoprotein lowering. Article number 3. Macrotroponin complexes and risk of cardiovascular events. The study found that macrotroponin complexes were present in a general population cohort of 19,499 participants, with macrotroponin 1 found in 0.8% and macrotroponin T in 0.2%. Results showed that macrotroponin 1 was associated with a lower risk of all-cause mortality, with a hazard ratio of 0.61 and a 95% confidence interval of 0.46 to 0.80. This association for macrotroponin 1 also extended to cardiovascular mortality, showing a hazard ratio of 0.52 with a 95% confidence interval of 0.30 to 0.90, even after adjusting for cardiac troponin levels and confounders. No significant association was observed between macrotroponin T and clinical outcomes. Article number 4. Arrhythmic risk stratification according to LGE corridors in genetics in non-ischemic dilated cardiomyopathy. The study found that late gadolinium enhancement, LGE corridors, assessed through cardiac magnetic resonance imaging, were an independent predictor of major ventricular arrhythmic events in non-ischemic dilated cardiomyopathy, showing a hazard ratio of 2.1 with a p-value less than 0.001. High-risk genotypes were also identified as an independent predictor with a hazard ratio of 2.0 and a p-value less than 0.001. Patients exhibiting both LGE corridors and high-risk genotypes faced a five-fold higher risk of major ventricular arrhythmic events compared to those without either factor, achieving a hazard ratio of 5.0 with a p-value less than 0.001. This combined risk stratification approach identified 79% of major ventricular arrhythmic events within 28% of the cohort at 3 years. Article number 5. An updated evidence assessment of the genetic causes of dilated cardiomyopathy. The Clinical Genome Resource Dilated Cardiomyopathy Gene Curation Expert Panel reconvened to conduct an updated evidence assessment of genes associated with dilated cardiomyopathy. This reassessment applied the Clinical Genome Resource Semi-Quantitative Clinical Validity Classification Framework with specific parameters for dilated cardiomyopathy to classify the implicated disease genes. The work provides an updated classification of the diverse genetic architecture of dilated cardiomyopathy. This refined classification aims to improve the clinical relevance and understanding of these genetic causes. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.